Indians play right here. Welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network and the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. Sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now, the City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care.
It's been a busy time for Wetumpka basketball, and it continues here tonight as the Wetumpka Indians take on the Prattville Lions for the second time this season for the girls. It's the third time, actually, for this boys' team. First, we've got the girls coming up. I'm Gavin Baxley alongside Chandler Ward. And Chandler, both of these teams for the boys and the girls have had multiple games in a row now that they have been able to dominate. This girls' team averaging about a 40-point margin of victory over the last four games that they have played and won. They're on a four-game winning streak right now. But this Prattville team, one of the only true tests that this team has really faced so far. They fell short to Prattville 62-48 back in November. Now they're looking to avenge that loss here today. And you always go into this with a little bit more pressure when you know this team has already beaten you. Got to be a little extra motivation here tonight for this team.
Absolutely, Gavin. It's got to put a lot of motivation on this girls team, especially. I know the boys actually had their revenge on the Prattville boys team in the Pelham Turkey Bowl, so props to them for that. But this girls team is definitely going to come in here with some extra motivation, some extra let's go get them, and let's finally show this Prattville girls team that we're better than they think we are.
Well, the Indians enter with a 10-2 record under Coach Winchester and a four-game winning streak. Prattville, on the other hand, they've had a strong year as well. The 7A team sits at 9-3 so far for this girls' team. They've got a pretty small roster, though, and that always makes it a little bit tougher on teams when you kind of lack that depth, because it seems like to me, Chandler, that you can end up having some of your girls get a little bit tired as the game rolls on.
Absolutely. We've got plenty of girls over at this Wetumpka team, so plenty of times where you can just sub in, you know, send a full team in there and have everyone come out rested and send them straight back out. But with the Prattville Lions, they've only got just a couple less players than the Wetumpka Indians, so they've got less to work with, and they've got a lot more that they've got to keep running in them.
Not as many players on the floor or on the bench for Prattville as the Indians have, but plenty of talent on both teams here tonight. Should be a fun matchup. We've got more to come on the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show when we return. It's the Wetumpka Indians and the Prattville Lions on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Christmas is coming fast, and Russell DeWitt Centers and Building Supply is celebrating with a huge holiday giveaway you won't want to miss. Now through December 19th, visit any Russell DeWitt Center or Russell Building Supply locations and enter for your chance to win. Every in-store registration puts you in the running for a $100 gift card, and one lucky winner will take home the grand prize, a $1,000 shopping spree. It's Russell's way of saying thank you to the community. Stop in, sign up, and enjoy the season.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Both teams on the floor getting warmed up now. It's the Indians and the Lions here this evening at Prattville High School. Again, these two teams faced off back in November, where Prattville got a 62-48 win over the Indians. And in that game, Wetumpka kind of struggled a little bit. They did have multiple people with double-digit points. Leah Humphrey ended up with 12, so did Lexi Smith. Maya Richardson finished with 10 as well. But there were others that struggled that typically don't. That brings us to tonight's keys to the game. Something that I think we want to look out for here is going to be this team being able to spread the ball around, see multiple people with it. But I know there are other important things. What are your keys to the game here tonight, Chandler?
Well, Gavin, I'm going to have one, and one very important one, and that is going to be capitalizing off of second chances. Now, Queen Ballard is going to be your front woman for that with her rebound domination there. She's averaging 11 rebounds a game and 13 points a game, which is giving her a double-double in each game. Now, Queen Ballard is going to have to make sure she's getting these rebounds like she's been getting and giving these Wetumpka Indians some second-chance points.
Yeah, it is. It's 12 points a game and 14 rebounds a game. And it is interesting with her because it does seem to come from those misses. She sometimes is missing on her own there, but she makes sure that she's the one who ends up getting multiple chances there. She may not make it on the first attempt, but she's always the one there under the basket that seems to have a big impact. Someone else that I think is going to be big as we continue our keys to the game, brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Lexi Smith, just a few nights ago, really stepped up going into that game against Marbury. A 77-9 win over the Bulldogs, one of the biggest blowouts I have seen in my broadcasting career for Wetumpka. But Lexi coming in, a transfer from Edgewood, finished with 12 points on the night, went into halftime with a double-double. And the conversation that that Mitch and myself had going into that was, you know, how does Lexi adjust to the faster-paced play of 6A? She's transferring from AISA Edgewood, which, no disrespect to the Wildcats, but it is a faster-paced game when you get into the 6A level. And she seemed to figure it out quite well. 11 steals in that game, had 10 of them in that first half that really solidified the win. I would imagine, Chandler, that she's going to have a big impact here tonight.
Absolutely, Gavin. Lexi Smith is that defensive player that you're going to want to look for almost every game. Her and Layla Culpepper are both great defensive players and great offensive players. They know how to have that hustle in them, especially because they have Coach Rogers assisting them on this team. I know he's got them running a bunch, and that hustle is something that pays off. Now, Lexi Smith, like you were saying, a great defender, and she's going to make sure she keeps that hustle going and those steals going. She's a great player overall, and I'm super excited to see what she has in for us tonight.
A lot of great players on this Indians team that are ready to get underway. We're just a couple minutes away from tip-off. Let's pause for station identification and get ready for tip-off between the Indians and the Lions on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. From Radio Alabama Sports, this is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. Remax Cornerstone Realty and Remax Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official healthcare provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org and the City of Wetumpka.
Just about ready for tip-off. Gavin Baxley here alongside Chandler Ward. And it's now time for our starting lineups brought to you by First Community Bank. For the Indians, it'll be Aaliyah Humphrey who will take the floor alongside the freshman Maya Richardson. Look out for Layla Culpepper as well. She got hot on Monday in that one. Logan Banks will be on the floor as well, and Queen Ballard, who we focused on in the pregame, will round out the starting lineup for this Indians team. The senior power forward will be ready to go. We're getting ready for our national anthem. We'll let you listen in, and then we'll tell you about who will be on the floor for the Lions. That's your starting line, or your national anthem, and we continue our starting lineups now as we look at Prattville. We don't have their official lineup, but with such a small roster, we'll go through who we could see on the floor here today. Jada Lewis will be playing for the Lions with the number 2 jersey tonight. Destiny Carroll, along with Danica Lewis, Marissa Sebon, Keely Mullins, Diana Lewis, Deborah Lewis, and it'll be Anesti Wyatt and Cyan Tatum who make up the roster for the Lions, who sit at 9-3 right now going into tonight's matchup. Again, the Indians with Coach Winchester 10-2 so far, and they are hoping to get another one here tonight. Again, the last few matchups all have been blowouts. 60-37 against Tallahassee, 63-13 with Elmore County, 58-22 against Chilton County, and 77-9 against Marbury just a few days ago. They've got Prattville today, Tallahassee tomorrow, and then they get on the road again for another tournament on their schedule. This Indians team continues to stay busy throughout this season. They will head out to their tournament against Trinity in Montgomery. They'll have a few other teams involved with that as well. But the Trinity Christmas tournament takes place from December 18th to 20th, while the boys will be at the Spain Park Classic. We'll tell you more about that later. The next home game for this Indians team will be Percy Julian on January 6th. That will tip off area play for the Indians as they hope to once again find themselves in the postseason as they did just a year ago. Both teams getting ready to come to the floor now. The Indians are ready to roll. They're all in their black jerseys with a sprinkle of gold on them here today. They've got the Lady Indians block lettering on them written in gold with the white numbering on the jerseys. Meanwhile, for the Lions, they've got their white uniforms on with black stripes with a little bit of a red trim and the Prattville lettering on the front with maroon-colored numbers on the front of the jersey. Note, they do have names on the back of them, but it doesn't say their names. It says Lady Lions. So it is the Lady Lions and the Lady Indians getting ready to tip off. Aaliyah Humphrey is lined up for the tip-off here, and she will go up against Diana Lewis as we get ready for tonight's girls matchup between Wetumpka and Prattville. Referees getting their final checks. Everybody seems to be good to go. Whistle blown, and we are underway. Prattville will win the jump ball. Driving inside quickly is Keely Mullins, and she immediately lays one in to take a 2-0 lead just 5 seconds into the ball game. Wetumpka trying to answer after the quick score. Richardson will pass inside to Banks. Banks looking for some help. She finds someone on the wing who stumbles. It was Aaliyah Humphrey who passed it back to Banks. Banks pulls a jumper that misses, and a rebound by Danica Lewis. Prattville coming back down. Mullins trying to Euro step inside the paint. She'll lay one in again, and a quick 4-0 lead for Prattville. Wetumpka wants to slow things down after giving up two quick buckets to Prattville, who's already got the momentum at home. Humphrey will try and drive. Kicks back out. Wing three from Richardson off the mark. And Prattville will let it go out of bounds and take back possession.
And a great look there from Aaliyah Humphrey. You know, you're always going to look for Maya Richardson there, as she is the Indians' best three-point shooter on the team.
Been a bit of a struggle for the Indians shooting from three over the last couple of games. They already trail by four here after the first minute of play, as Prattville will take a chance from three as Deborah Lewis pulls it. She can't make it. Fighting for the rebound here. Whistle blown by the referee and a jump ball called. Trying to see which way the possession arrow goes here. We don't have a good look at it, but Wetumpka appears to have gotten the favor out of it. Referees are discussing something for a moment here as they fix the possession arrow. Now we've got it all sorted out. Aaliyah Humphrey will inbound for the Indians after forcing a big turnover there. We're a minute 20 in. Wetumpka has yet to score, and it's 4-0 Prattville. Maya Richardson drove in. She'll pass over to Banks. Banks pulls a contested jumper and draws a foul. Foul went against Keely Mullins, and Banks will have a chance at two free throws here. First free throw from Banks will not go. This gym is a little bit different than what you would normally see. We're currently on a stage. It's more of an auditorium than it is a basketball gym, as Banks misses the second free throw as well. The stands are all on one side opposite of us. Banks was just shooting in the same side that the Prattville student section was in, which makes it a little bit tougher. Prattville with it now. They will pull a jumper from mid-range. Danica Lewis gets it to go and makes it 6-0 here early on.
Indians are going to have to step up here on their defense if they're going to want to have a chance here tonight.
Maya Richardson will drive inside. Underhand layup that misses, and Ballard had a chance at a rebound. It was ripped away, and they say possession going to Prattville after a foul called against Queen Ballard. Ballard with her first foul of the night. That's the first one called against the Indians so far. We're 2 minutes in. It's 6-0 Prattville. Lions looking to extend it here with Lewis, who tried to drive down, couldn't find any room. Now a corner three that was tipped, I believe. And Wetumpka was able to get a stop. Boy, that was an interesting look. Diana Lewis was in the near corner. She pulled a three, and someone just got a finger on it there at the last moment. Wetumpka had a chance in transition. It did get knocked out of bounds on their way to the basket, and Prattville has possession again here. Back up top, Deborah Lewis trying to pass. It is deflected and knocked out of bounds.
I will point out, Gavin, the Indians are not playing their normal full court pressure here tonight, playing a zone, actually. So a little questionable there, but let's see what they got in store.
Wetumpka still trailing by six here as Ballard had a look inside. They tried to pass it to her, and it was deflected out of bounds. Wetumpka does retain possession, though. Last touch by the Lions. 5:15 left to go in this first quarter. Layla Culpepper's had some impressive defense so far, but the Indians cannot seem to get any offense going. Ballard under the basket, and boy, she just shoved one of the defenders there and is easily called for the charge.
Gotta watch it there, picking up her second foul with only 2 minutes, 2 minutes 49 seconds taken off this clock. So Ballard's got to tone it down there just a little bit.
Yeah, called for her second this early on. Somebody who's going to be really important, especially in the post. She will have to come out of the game here early on. Against Prattville, last time she had just 7 points. It was one of her lowest performances of the season. Prattville had a look under the basket there with Danica Lewis. She had her shot knocked away, went out of bounds. Prattville still has possession. 4:57 to go in this first quarter. Lions with a look again. Mullins will try and take one from the baseline. Misses. Rebound from Lewis wouldn't go either. And here comes Layla Culpepper coast to coast after the board. She will take a couple hop steps, miss the layup, and Prattville now will try and come back down. Mullins slows things up after what looked to be a fast break opportunity. She'll pass to Lewis back at the logo. Now looking inside, Carroll under the basket. She lost control of it as she tried to get the pass and went out of bounds.
A little bit of a lucky play there for the Indians. It was a little bit of a mismatch there for Aaliyah Humphrey, but lucked out with that slip up, and it's going to go the Indians' way.
Substitution for Prattville. Jada Lewis will come onto the floor for the Lions. Wetumpka continuing with the same lineup they've had, except Queen Ballard came out of the game. Lexi Smith entered earlier. Still looking for those first points now as a jumper from the baseline from Aaliyah Humphrey draws a foul. Already had one trip to the line earlier, did this Indians team, and went 0 for 2. Aaliyah Humphrey looking to try and put Wetumpka on the scoreboard here as we're almost halfway through this first quarter. Humphrey can't get the roll to go on the first effort. She'll try one more time. Still with a goose egg on the board. Humphrey misses both. Just cannot seem to get any points here as Prattville comes away with the board. Diana Lewis picked it up. Now Mullins racing down. Mullins will try and drive inside. Eurostep misses. Got her own board. Goes back up and puts it in. 8-0 now, Prattville. 4 minutes into this first quarter. Richardson for the Indians. She'll pass over to Humphrey. Directing traffic a little bit as here comes Banks with a pick. She'll give it right back to Banks, who looks now for Culpepper. Pulling a shot there from the baseline. She makes a jumper, and Wetumpka finally on the board after 4 minutes and 20 seconds of play. It's 8-2. Prattville looking for an answer from it quickly, and they find it. Danica Lewis under the basket there, puts it in. 10-2, Lions. Humphrey for Wetumpka. Bounce pass. There she gave it to Banks, gave it right back to Humphrey as she drove inside. But just was a little out of control and gets called for a charge. Multiple times that we have seen this Indians team now get called for charges. Prattville looking now for Danica Lewis again in the paint. She can't get a bucket, but again, comes away with her own board, tries to underhand put it in, and drew a foul in the process. That one went against Aaliyah Humphrey again. That's two players now. Oh, check that. Humphrey did not get called for it. It was Logan Banks who was called for the foul. Banks has one. Queen Ballard has two at the moment. The first free throw is missed for Prattville. Lions with Danica Lewis off the mark on both. A scramble for the board as it's on the ground here. Prattville somehow coming away with it. Maybe finally they pick it up. Jada Lewis has it for the Lions and has her shot contested by Logan Banks as she drove inside. Here come the Indians. Richardson pulls back a three-pointer from long distance and had it tipped and no good. Now Jada Lewis in transition. She's able to get it to go. Timeout called by Wetumpka here. It's 12-2 Lions with 2:34 left to go in this first quarter. We'll take a quick break on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagan is there.
Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care or visit callpfc.com. Wetumpka trailing right now 12-2 with 2:34 left to go in this first quarter. It's been a struggle for this Indians team, and you made a good point earlier, Chandler. They haven't pressed like they normally do, and that may be affecting this team just a little bit.
Absolutely, Gavin. They're not playing as aggressive as they normally do either. Now, I will say they are playing aggressively on the foul part. They're kind of having way too many fouls than they need. And if they're going to play aggressive, they need to tone it down in that factor there.
Wetumpka, a team that usually runs a pretty quick pace. And that's kind of how Coach Winchester dials it up. It's very similar to what you would see if you watched Shanda Rigby's Troy women's basketball team, the coach that Coach Winchester had in her time as a Trojan. Wetumpka had a scramble for the ball there for a moment. They do get it back as Humphrey will try and drive inside, lose control of it, but a foul is called against Keely Mullins, I believe, for a reach-in here. Yep. Mullins draws her second. Two fouls against Mullins so far. With 2:08 left in the quarter. Banks had it. Gave back to Humphrey in that far corner. She is trapped. Tried to find Culpepper across the way, but it was picked off. Now here's Lewis with it. Her pass rejected by Lexi Smith, and the Indians now coming back in transition. Humphrey fires one to Smith. Smith will try and drive inside to a mess of traffic. And a whistle blown, and a foul is called. It goes against Diana Lewis. First foul against Lewis. That's the fourth foul against this Prattville team. One more, and they'll head to the free throw line. Right now, they will have to inbound from the baseline. 1:48 left to go in this first quarter. It's still 12-2, Prattville. Humphrey looking for someone. Her pass was stolen away by Deborah Lewis, who is standing right in front of her. And now the Lions with another chance. Lewis looks inside to her sister, Danica Lewis, who goes up and is easily able to put it in. It's 14-2 now with 1:30 left in the first. Looking over to Lexi Smith now is the Indians. Smith looping around, trying to drive in, but it is pickpocketed away. Diana Lewis coming down, who gives it over to Sebon. She goes up and will draw a foul as she drove down the left side of the lane. Called as a shooting foul here with a 15-2 score. This time it goes against Maya Richardson. So far, Richardson with one, Banks with one, and Ballard with two. And Marissa Sebon will be shooting two free throws here.
And And as I was saying a second ago, Gavin, these Indians, they're still not playing all too aggressive unless it comes to fouls. They're playing way too aggressive down in the paint, fouling way too much, and they need to calm it down just a little bit there.
No question about that. Turnovers were a little bit of an issue in that Marbury game as well. It's just masked by the fact that they were able to just about double the amount of turnovers that they forced against Marbury. Really, the Bulldogs just could not take advantage of what was really not the cleanest game you'd ever see from this Indians team. As the Lions managed to come away with a made free throw there, it's 16-2. With Pravel with the advantage. Driving inside and pulling a jump shot is Maya Richardson. She will miss. And Jada Lewis now will bring it back up for the Lions. Down to the last minute of this first quarter. Danica Lewis in the paint, spinning away. She'll try and jump for a shot, but instead almost had it stolen away. They do call a jump ball instead. Had multiple jump balls here in this quarter. Possession arrow back in favor of the Indians. Wetumpka just looking for another bucket here. It's 16-2 with 50 seconds left. They'll kick one out. Three-pointer from the corner. Never mind. She'll drive inside instead. And Kai Dillard will go up and get one off the glass. 16-4 the score. Now Pratt will trying to get one more shot here. They missed on the first effort. Deborah Lewis had a board. She couldn't make anything. And now Maya Richardson coming away with it, bringing it up court. 25 seconds left in the quarter. Shot clock is off. Richardson passing to Dillard. Dillard, no look pass. Richardson pulling a three. That one looked like a dagger, but just would not go. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Grapple with one more opportunity. Marissa Sieben into Diana Lewis. She'll pass over, but no, stolen away. Here comes Maya Richardson, coast to coast, easily dropping it in. And a solid way to end what was a bit of a frustrating first quarter for this Indians team. It is 16-6. Indians trailing the Lions after the first quarter of play. We'll be right back for the second quarter on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Your score here as we enter the second quarter of play. And right now, Wetumpka still trailing it by 10. Wharf Casual Seafood is fresh, fast, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone. From shrimp and fish to po'boys and salads, enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood is where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. As we enter this second quarter, Indians have to find a little bit of a spark. And Maya Richardson, she's only got two of those 6 points, but it seems like she has kind of been that spark so far with some solid defensive plays as well.
Absolutely, Gavin. Those defensive plays have been working well for the Indians on Maya Richardson's part, as well as her playmaking skills. Lots of great passes there by her, making sure her fellow teammates get the ball. Although they haven't been scoring as much as I wish they would, she's had those great playmaking skills, and it has been a key factor in this game so far.
Pravel will have possession to start this second quarter. Jada Lewis with it. A jump pass inside to Danica Lewis, who goes up for it. Won't make a shot. A whistle was blown first, and I believe a foul is called here. Trying to figure out who that was against. He called it against 55, but there isn't a 55 on the floor. I think they're saying Queen Ballard is who this went against, 44. Yeah, that's a bad deal. If so, that would be her third. They do get an inbound here to Cyan Tatum, who lost control of it. And Wetumpka trying to take possession away. And guess who? Maya Richardson again picking it up off the ground to force a turnover. Richardson to Smith. Back up top to Richardson, who almost had it poked away. Now she'll look inside. This is Culpepper, who has to back out of it. Her bounce pass stolen away. Diana Lewis on a fast break, who rolls it in. Boy, it almost toilet bowled out, but manages to go 18-6. 7:20 left in the quarter. As Wetumpka trails by 12. Culpepper has to pick up her dribble. She'll lob one to Lexi Smith. Smith back up top. She'll hook pass one inside to Banks, but she couldn't catch it. And Danica Lewis took it away. That will slowly bring it back up. Pass to Lewis again. Jada Lewis, this is, who pulls a jumper that misses. Rebound battle here between Layla Culpepper and, I believe that's Jada Lewis. No, it's Danica Lewis. They call a jump ball. It goes in favor of Prattville. Aaliyah Humphrey will come into the game for the Indians. Lexi Smith will come out. And, yeah, they had that wrong. They said possession arrow Prattville, but Prattville had possession to start the quarter, which would then switch the possession arrow back to Wetumpka, so the Indians have possession now. Logan Banks was inside. They looked for her, and then her pass to Ballard was stolen away. They just have not been able to penetrate inside the paint so far. As Jada Lewis has it, looking for Tatum, and it is knocked out of bounds. Prattville retains possession.
Not the best look here for the Indians to start it off, but hopefully they'll bounce back a little bit here and get some points on the board for us.
Seems like they just have to be able to penetrate inside. They just haven't been able to get to Ballard at all so far. Inbound there was almost knocked away by Humphrey, but Tatum is able to pick it up, and she misses a shot. Richardson gets the rebound. Richardson quickly passing to Culpepper. She'll try and drive inside for one. A touch off the glass puts it in. It cuts it back to a 10-point game. 18-8, 6:18 to play in the second quarter.
Great way to take on the defense there by Layla Culpepper and not being afraid of any type of physical activity at all.
Jada Lewis now will drive inside. She, well, it wasn't a foul. It was a travel there. She took a couple hops, but I was wondering if they might let her get away with it. They do not. And Wetumpka gets a chance to take advantage of a turnover here and cut it back to single digits. They'll look inside. That was Banks. She passed back out to Layla Culpepper. Now Richardson again. No look pass. Culpepper pulls a long two that misses, and a rebound from Danica Lewis. Wetumpka has had a couple looks from further out. They just haven't been able to take advantage, and they can't find any room in the paint to get anything going. Diana Lewis passing to Danica Lewis. Three Lewises on this Prattville roster, by the way. As Logan Banks now steals it away, she'll try and drive inside, do it all herself. She misses. Ballard goes up and had her rebound, just couldn't go up for the putback as it was slapped out of her hands. Wetumpka does still have control of it here. 5:23 to play in the first half. Maya Richardson will come out of the game. Lexi Smith going back in. It's Lexi Smith along with Layla Culpepper. Queen Ballard on the floor, who got the inbound, went up and drew a foul from under the basket. Logan Banks out there as well, along with Aaliyah Humphrey. Ballard shooting two free throws. So far, Wetumpka 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Or check that, they haven't made one. 0-for-4 and now 0-for-5 after Ballard misses the first. Again, all these free throws have been on the side of the student section, who was a little loud to start this game, but they've now kind of turned their attention elsewhere for the moment. Ballard's second free throw misses as well. Whistle blown, though, and there may have been a lane violation. Not sure if this was against Wetumpka or against Prattville. They did come in to discuss for a moment. Logan Banks was there, and there was a chance she was the first to step off, but I think they got Danica Lewis for it instead. Ballard gets another chance at a free throw here. And her third attempt, this time it goes. It's 18-9 after the made free throw. First point of the night for Ballard.
It's going to lead the Indians at 1-for-7 from the free throw line. Not the hottest look there, but hopefully they'll step that game up.
Officially, it will go down as 1-for-6 since the miss on one of those came from a lane violation. Prattville does missed one shot there, and Smith was able to get a board. She found Aaliyah Humphrey, who drove inside and drew a foul from under the basket here, and she'll be able to shoot free throws, I believe. Foul there went against Diana Lewis. Yeah, they did call this as a shooting foul. Humphrey shooting two with 5:01 left to play in the second quarter. Humphrey makes the first. Started off 0-for-5 from the line. Now Indians have made their last two. Can't make it a third, though. I jinxed them. Apologies for that. 18-10 now. Prattville with it. With less than 5 minutes left in the half. Looking for someone here is Mullen. She finds a friend in Danica Lewis, who gives it right back to her. Mullen's at the logo here. She'll bounce pass to Jada Lewis, who has her pass stolen away now by Layla Culpepper. Here's Humphrey. She pulls a three. Bottom. Huge shot, and it's a five-point game.
That right there is going to put the Indians in a good position there. A little bit of heat check for the Prattville Lions from Aaliyah Humphrey, and let's see what the Indians can do here.
Now Jada Lewis will try and drive inside. She can't do anything. Humphrey gets the rebound. She'll try and pull another one. Same spot, different result. Couldn't make it. Queen Ballard gets a rebound, goes up, and draws a foul on the putback effort. Well, the momentum would have completely shifted if she had made that one, but they still have a chance to close it back to a one-score game if Ballard can hit both of these free throws. 1-for-2 so far is Ballard. She will get a friendly roll to go and make the first. 18-14 now with one more free throw coming. Indians make a substitution. Maya Richardson will re-enter. Logan Banks is going to come out. Lexi Smith, Aaliyah Humphrey on the floor along with Ballard, who's shooting the free throw. Layla Culpepper and Maya Richardson. Ballard misses the second free throw, and it remains a four-point game with just over 4 minutes left in the half. Mullins for Prattville, passing to the near corner. That's Carroll, who drives down the baseline. She will kind of hook one in that takes a bounce and goes. It's 20-14 now. Still a much better position than the Indians were in after that first quarter. They look to Ballard, who looks outside. Culpepper pulls the three, overshoots. Smith had an open spot to get the board. It goes off her foot instead and goes out of bounds. The Tumka setting up defensively. Prattville giving them plenty of time as they just walk their way up the floor. Mullins calling out the play. Prattville hasn't quite gotten into position yet. There's a bit of frustration from Mullins. And she still is holding on to it, looking for help. Gets back up top, directing traffic, begging for a pick here. Still hasn't gotten one. Now Mullins will loop around. Mullins finally passes it away here to the far corner. They'll drive down the base, and a pass is stolen away here. Lexi Smith was able to poach it. Now Aaliyah Humphrey with it, kicks out. Culpepper pulls the three from the near side that misses. Ballard with a nice rebound, goes up for the putback, can't get it. Fighting to get it once again as both of them tumble to the ground. Jump ball is called. I believe this time it will go for Prattville, but I'm not completely positive on that. Yes, it will go to the Lions.
Queen Ballard is playing very aggressive tonight. Love to see that, but not too much on the foul. She needs to calm it down just a little bit there on that aggressiveness.
She still only has the two. She drew both of those in the first quarter and has been able to tone it back a little bit since then, as a jump ball was called just a moment ago, and that's what gave Prattville possession back once again. But the Indians cutting it back to six, and part of that came because of Layla Culpepper. She's got four right now with back-to-back makes, and then Aaliyah Humphrey drilling a three earlier. A huge make for this Indians team that cut it back to single digits, and now they've managed to draw it into six. And that's the thing about this Indians team. They don't typically go away very often, and they're showing it here in this second quarter.
Absolutely not. They may have been down by a little bit there in the first quarter, but like you said, Gavin, these Indians aren't just going to go away. They're going to come back and knock at the door even louder than before. So something you got to stay on the edge about with these Wetumpka Lady Indians.
Solid crowd here tonight as the stands are about 75% full at the moment. I expect that we'll see even more file in as we get closer to the conclusion of this one and the start of the boys' game, which we will have full coverage of as well. We want to remind you also to stay tuned for the City of Wetumpka halftime show coming in just a few minutes. But first, Pratt will with possession. They will look inside. Diana Lewis will go up under the basket and make an easy shot. 22-14 the score now. Lexi Smith will pass to Maya Richardson. Humphrey with it. Now in the far corner, it's Smith again driving inside. Takes a hop, a skip, and a bucket. That will go. First points there for Lexi Smith. Pratt will quickly trying to answer, though, with Diana Mullins, who loses it on her way up from inside the paint. Richardson picks it up. She'll race down the court. She'll stop in her tracks there. She pulled a shot from the free throw line that missed. It's 22-16 with just over 2 minutes left in the half. Mullins looking for something. She'll drive in. No look. Bounce pass there up to Lewis that she wouldn't be able to get a shot off. She looked outside instead to Deborah Lewis, who misses the three-pointer. Ballard comes away with it after a scruffle. And Aaliyah Humphrey will slowly bring it up court. Great defense from the Indians a moment ago. Now they need some offense. Smith pulling a three off the bank and in. What a shot from Smith.
Great look there from Smith. A little bit contended there, but that doesn't matter for her. She's a great three-point shooter and wanted to show that one off for the fans.
5 points for Lexi Smith so far. Prattville looking for an answer. Couldn't find anything in the paint with Diana Lewis. Here come the Indians again. Layla Culpepper pulls a jumper. That one goes as well. And it is a one-point game, 22-21, with 1 minute left to go in the half. Layla Culpepper starting to come alive here in this second quarter. So has this entire Indians team. Now, Prattville, they'll pull a long jumper with Mullins that misses. They do get the rebound, though, but can't get a putback as Ballard comes away with it. Needs help and finds Maya Richardson. Indians have numbers. Looks for a wide-open Lexi Smith, who can't get it to go right off the glass. And Prattville holding on to the one-point lead with just over 30 seconds left. Jump shot from Keely Mullins draws a foul there on the far corner. It was a two-point effort, and she will head to the line. 33 seconds left to go in the half. Boy, Lexi Smith was just wide open there and got a little bit ahead of herself, couldn't make the bucket. That's why Wetumpka trails still for the moment. First free throw is made by Mullins. Queen Ballard coming out, as Logan Banks will come back on the floor to try and finish this half off. Second free throw from Mullins goes as well. 2 for 2 from the line there. And it is 24-21 Prattville. 30 seconds left to play in this first half. Aaliyah Humphrey slowly coming up. Pass to Smith. Back to Humphrey again. 20 seconds left now. 15. Smith from the far corner. She'll drive in. A pass inside to Culpepper that couldn't go, and Prattville comes away with it. 7 seconds left on the clock. Prattville coming back down the court with one more chance as whistle is blown with 4 seconds on the clock, and there was some contact on the floor. That one goes against Lexi Smith. They'll inbound from the baseline with 4 seconds left. Looking into the paint, Destiny Carroll goes up. Can't get a lay, and time expires to end the half. Boy, Wetumpka, what a fight there in that second quarter. 24-21. Prattville still leads, but Wetumpka has to be feeling good about themselves after that second quarter performance. We'll have halftime coverage when we return. It's 24-21 Prattville on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with Remax Cornerstone Realty.
performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
This is the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Welcome you into the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. The Indians currently trailing 24-21 after the first 16 minutes of play, but it has been an action-packed first 16 minutes of play. Wetumpka trailed 16-2 after the first quarter, and somehow, some way, has managed to get back into this game. They trail 24-21 after that second quarter finished up. And Chandler, it's been a battle for this Indians team, but it seems like they finally started to figure something out there at the end of that first half.
Absolutely, Gavin. You know, of course it's going to be that team chemistry. You know, those playmakers, Lexi Smith, Aaliyah Humphrey, Myra Richardson, they all have those good looks on their teammates. They know when to pass the ball, when to take their own shots. They're playing a great game out there, especially Lexi Smith. Absolutely dominant on that defense and those shots. She is currently at 5 points here tonight, 1 3-1 field goal, and that's looking good for her. Secondly, I'd like to mention Layla Culpepper. 6 points in total. All three are going to be field goals, and Layla Culpepper is having an outstanding game tonight with defense and whatnot. Now, as a whole, this Lady Indians team is playing absolutely outstanding. Like I said, defensively, they could step up just a little bit. As I mentioned beforehand, they're missing that full court press. That is something we see every single game, is a full court press from the Lady Indians, and that is something I want to see when they come back into this second half.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And yeah, it's been interesting to see that they didn't decide to full court press there to start the game, and then they really have had a tough time penetrating inside. Still, we did see Queen Ballard able to get a lot of rebounds, but she had it ripped away multiple different times where she went up to try and get those putbacks. It seems like so far Prattville has done a really good job covering her up.
Yeah, Queen Ballard is normally the most dominant player out there on the floor, especially because of her height being 6'2". But 6'1", 6'2", correct me if I'm wrong, but tonight she is just off just a slight bit. Like you said, they've been stripping the ball from her a little bit, and I think that's gotten in her head a little bit. Having two fouls on herself isn't the hottest look for her, considering it was only the first half and picking those first two up in the first quarter. So Queen Ballard may need to step it up just a little bit tonight to keep that double-double going, but let's hope that Coach Winchester gives her a good talk and she'll be ready for the next half.
Yeah, be interested to see what her involvement looks like, and she does have to be a little bit careful with those fouls. Like you mentioned, it did start to kind of stack up some in that first half, so got to be careful there, because even if she's not contributing, if you're having someone in the paint who you know can be a threat, that's going to always open up opportunities from outside as well. Otherwise, they'll just sell out for the longer shots and prevent Wetumpka from being able to take advantage of anything. We're just about 5 minutes away from the second half getting underway. The Indians trailing right now 24-21. When we come back, second half action between the Indians and the Lions on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speed you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. Online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Getting ready for the second half to get underway between the Indians and the Prattville Lions. And as we get ready to get things going, I want to remind you of what all is going on around Wetumpka Athletics right now. Indians track and field has gotten underway in indoor track. They had a meet just a few days ago out in Birmingham where all of their meets will take place over the course of their season. The Magic City Invitational was at the Birmingham Crossplex last Saturday. This Saturday, they'll head right back out there again for the Holiday Invitational, and it doesn't stop there either. They've got the Galleria Games on December 20th at the same place as well before they'll get to their Christmas break. They won't race again after that until January 24th before they get ready for the Indoor Track and Field State Championships. Meanwhile, Wetumpka Wrestling had a really strong night earlier this week. They have really been on a roll with Coach Highland and that program over the last few weeks as they have started things off. They are 11-0 right now. They had big wins over Spain Park and McAdory. That was just yesterday, or pardon, 2 days ago, where they got the win over both of those teams, 47-29 over Spain Park and 49-30 over McAdory. Produced a lot of good team, a lot of good athletes from that program. A lot of them now over at the Montevallo wrestling team out in Division II at this point. One of the best programs in the state for college wrestling, and that's all been with Coach Highland, who has developed that program both on the guys and now a girls team as well. A reminder of what else is to come for Wetumpka basketball. We will have the boys game coming up after this game concludes. We're about to get ready for the second half of action here in just a moment. But both of these teams have tournaments coming up after their game against Tallahassee tomorrow on the road. Then they'll both head to their respective tournaments. For the girls, it'll be the Trinity Christmas Tournament. And for the boys, the Spain Park Classic. And then they'll have the boys compete at the Stanhope Elmore Christmas Classic December 29th and 30th before both teams get back underway in the new year on January 6th against Percy Julian. That will be the next home game for both of these Indians teams again on January 6th. We're ready for the second half of action now as we resume. Wetumpka will have possession, trailing by three, and they're trying to quickly get off to a good start here. Culpepper has it, but it's stolen away after a pass from Logan Banks was picked off. It'll be a long run from Keely Mullins, who goes up and lays it in to make it 26-21. Again, a hot start with a quick bucket from Bratwell in the first 15 seconds of play in each half so far. Wetumpka trailing by five now after the bucket. Culpepper looking for somewhere to go with it. She'll finally start to dribble. She steps back, pulls a shot from the free throw line that won't go. Good rebound by Banks and an even better putback as Banks gets the first points for the Indians of this half. Bratwell quickly coming back down. Deborah Lewis will go up wide open in the paint there. She puts it in. 28-23, Lions still leading. A long pass there from Malia Humphrey into the paint to Queen Ballard. She's able to put one in. It almost looked like a shot. Now Prattville quickly in transition. Danica Lewis looking for some help, but a whistle blown first. And Maya Richardson will be called for her second foul.
Check that, third foul. The Indians and the Lions kind of playing a little bit of back and forth here, scoring back and forth. So a little interesting to see there.
Yeah, and immediately an inbound and a shot on the baseline. Keely Mullins gets it to go. And every time Wetumpka has done something here to start this second half, the Lions have had an answer. Logan Banks with it. She tries to find some space to drive in and can't go. And you can see the frustration in her face there after the miss. Prattville now will try and drive in again. And once more, Keely Mullins carving her way through the paint to put one up. 32-25, 6:19 to go in this third quarter. Richardson passing over to Banks. Banks standing at the free throw line, trying to go up in the post. She'll go up for it and get one to go off the bank. 32-27, a long pass again, this time deflected and out of bounds from under the paint. Last touch by Aaliyah Humphrey for the Indians. Lexi Smith comes into the game here. Maya Richardson comes off. Trying to direct some traffic here. You can hear Coach Winchester trying to get everyone into position. Prattville airballs a three, and now Wetumpka coming back down the floor. Smith with a catch and shoot three that misses. Ballard trying to fight for a rebound and again gets caught in a tie-up. Possession arrow goes in favor of Prattville this time.
Indians are just, like I said, going back and forth here. Indians don't seem to want to let it get too far ahead of them like they did in the first half, so props to them for playing pretty well here.
Prattville has done a really good job of every time Ballard has gotten a rebound, they've been quick to get their hands on it and force a jump ball where most of the time Ballard's able to kind of rip it away and quickly get a putback. Now Mullins will pull a jumper again, going off the step back. Two-point effort goes, 34-27.
I got to say, Mullins must have had a pretty good pep talk there during the first half, because 8 points with only 3 minutes gone is pretty crazy if you ask me.
Wetumpka had a chance at a bucket there with Logan Banks. It wouldn't go, but then Queen Ballard got it and did what she does best with the putback. 5 minutes left in the third quarter, 34-29, Prattville. Mullins, I'm not sure that she knew what she was trying to do there. She stepped up to the free throw line and had a shot form that I think she kind of pivoted and wanted to pass it instead, and it awkwardly goes out of bounds. Unfortunate turnover for the Lions, but the Indians will happily take advantage of it here. Humphrey will float one inside to Ballard. She goes up for one and draws a foul off the miss. Destiny Carroll called for it. Ballard shooting two, 34-29, 4:48 left in this third quarter. First free throw off the back iron. Ballard has had a tough time from the free throw line so far. She has made two, but has done no better than 50% from the line each time.
Lions, Cyan Tatum is going to check in and taking out Destiny Carroll on her way in.
Ballard with her second free throw attempt here coming. Takes a breath and then pulls the shot that will not go again. 0-for-2 from the line that time. Tatum was able to get the rebound. Tatum, about just as tall as Queen Ballard, is really able to cover her well. Prattville will pull a three that goes in and out off the hand of Jada Lewis. Fighting for the rebound, and again a tie-up called. Boy, it was an effort from Deborah Lewis there, and I believe it was Aaliyah Humphrey who was able to get involved in that to force the jump ball. 4:30 left in the third quarter. Wetumpka's still down by five. They look to Logan Banks. Now Culpepper back at the top of the key. Now Humphrey again with it. Humphrey trying to cross over, drive inside. My goodness. They are able to get their hands on it, and these officials are quick with the jump balls here. Usually you see a lot of those go into fouls where you see somebody reach in, but Prattville has been very efficient in reaching in and managing to grab the ball and not have a foul called against them. Wetumpka there had an offensive, or pardon, the Lions had an offensive foul there a moment ago, and Wetumpka will retake possession. So even after the jump ball, they are not able to take advantage of the turnover.
Indians here still down by five, 34-29, so let's see if they can make a play here.
Banks will try and drive down the baseline. She draws a foul and is slow to get up here. She couldn't get the bucket. Foul goes against Danica Lewis. Third foul against Danica so far. Fouls have stacked up against both teams for the most part. Maya Richardson with three at the moment, so does Danica Lewis in having three. Banks' first free throw will go. Banks was scoreless in the first half. She's got five so far after just 4 minutes and 7 seconds of play in the third quarter. 3:53 left. Second free throw will take an Indians bounce and go. 34-31 now. Prattville with possession. Mullins fakes a pass. She'll look the other way instead. Deborah Lewis from the far corner, who looks inside to Tatum, who has her shot taken away here. Smith has it. She is trapped and needs help as Coach Winchester rushes in to call the timeout. A smart call on Winchester's part as well, as Smith was really in trouble there for a moment. Prevents having anything stolen away.
Yeah, well thought out timeout there from Coach Winchester. Smith was very caught up there in that trap right there at half court, and with Queen Ballard and Logan Banks headed down into the paint, she didn't really have an answer, so Coach Winchester calling a timeout was probably their best bet.
Wetumpka trailing by three at the moment, 34-31. As they have had opportunities to take the lead, they have just kind of been chasing close behind this entire time, almost, you know, like a predator waiting to pounce on its prey at the moment, which I guess is ironic considering you're playing the Lions here. 3:36 to go in the third as both teams come back out onto the floor. Lexi Smith will inbound after the timeout. Winchester trying to direct some traffic here before the play. She'll look to Queen Ballard, who passes to Smith. Wide open from the near corner for three, in and out. And Prattville comes away with the board. That was Diana Lewis who got under it to grab it. And now a three from the top of the key. Keely Mullins has been on it tonight. She drills it. It's 37-31. Humphrey will try and drive in with a quick answer. She can't get it to go. Neither can Queen Ballard after the board. Culpepper gets it, retreats back up top. And here's Lexi Smith. She'll try and drive in. Pass to Humphrey, who pulls a three. That's off the mark. Smith again with a board, gives to Humphrey. Now Culpepper, her chance at a three, also can't get it as Ballard tries to chase it down, but steps out of bounds in the process. Multiple opportunities for Wetumpka there. They just couldn't take advantage. Maya Richardson will come in the place of Queen Ballard after a frustrating possession for this Indians team. Mullins up top will pass to Lewis. Now in the near corner is Diana Lewis. Lewis will pass back out to Mullins. It is picked off by Lexi Smith. Here comes Smith trying to go coast to coast with it. Down the right side of the lane with a right hand. She can't make it. Deborah Lewis gets the board. There are four Lewises on this Prattville team. I miscounted earlier. Wetumpka steals it away off the hands of Tatum. And on the way down the floor, a whistle blown and a foul is called. This one goes against Keely Mullins. I believe that's her third. It is. So you've got multiple players now for Prattville with three fouls. Danica Lewis and Keely Mullins.
Although Mullins has her 13 points in total tonight, three fouls, it's kind of balancing that out there since she's playing a little aggressive on that defense.
So Richardson now will have it. She passes to Humphrey, who tries to look for something on that far corner, stepping up and missing. As Jada Lewis now has it for Prattville, racing down the floor. Culpepper stood still, and she simply went around her and easily laid that one through. I think Culpepper was trying to draw a charge, but she got set up for it way too early. 39-31 with a minute 40 left in the third quarter. Humphrey up top, looking to drive in, but backs off, gives to Richardson. Richardson passing to Smith. Smith from the near side. She'll try and drive down the baseline, but has it poked out. Wetumpka still holding on to possession here after that. There's some. You can hear some frustrations that are being picked up by our mic. The referee had to have a word with one of the assistants on this Indians team. Not quite sure what that was about. Lexi Smith has possession for the Indians back up top. 1:20 left. Smith has to pick up her dribble. Gives to Humphrey, who gets shoved. Would have been a backcourt if not for the shoving call against Deborah Lewis.
Referee realizing that Coach Rogers was just saying five out instead of timeout.
Yeah, it was a miscommunication between the official and the bench there. They get it sorted out, no worries. Everybody's all smiles, hands shaking, and we are all good on this side. Aaliyah Humphrey is at the line, and she is good for her first free throw make as Wetumpka is in the bonus right now. She makes both free throws on that trip. That's her first 2 points of the half. Wetumpka still trailing 39-33 with 1:16 left to go in the third. Lexi Smith coming out. Ty Dillard goes in for the Indians. Mullins still looking for somewhere to go with it. She floats a pass to Deborah Lewis on the far corner. She drives in, but has someone reach in for it, and a jump ball is called. And possession goes back to Wetumpka after that.
And we're still seeing that zone play, that 2-3. Yet again, not what you want to see here from the Lady Indians, since that full court press works for them almost every time.
Richardson will pull a three from up top. She misses, trying to scramble for a rebound here. Destiny Carroll had her hands on it. There was Kai Dillard on the floor, and a whistle was blown. I believe a foul called. Yeah, it goes against Kai Dillard. First foul against Dillard. 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Prattville in no hurry here. Mullins now down to 40 seconds in the third. She'll pick up the pace for just a moment, still standing up top at the logo. Floats a pass inside to Deborah Lewis, scrambling as she loses control of it. Aaliyah Humphrey picks it up coast to coast. She'll no-look pass inside Richardson, but it is picked off and stolen away. Now here comes Mullins coast to coast. She'll go up with it and almost made it, but just couldn't connect. Now another fast break. Indians have numbers. Maya Richardson couldn't make it. Dillard got a rebound. She misses. Ballard got it. We'll check that. Banks, but was called for a foul on the rebound effort. She had a lot of contact there against Keely Mullins, and that's what it was called for.
Banks questioning that call there. A little confused because she was just going for a rebound, but ref's going to call that, and you can't really debate with that.
Kind of just put the shoulder into her on the way in as a last-second shot attempt is denied by Aaliyah Humphrey. Destiny Carroll couldn't take advantage of it. It keeps the score at 39-33 after the first three quarters. We've got the fourth quarter coming your way here in just a few moments on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Gavin Baxley along with Chandler Ward here as we're at the top of the hour. It is 39-33 with eight more minutes to play in this girls' basketball game. Again, boys will be coming up about 10 minutes after the conclusion of this one. As those two teams are tied throughout this season, Wetumpka avenged the loss just a couple weeks ago in a tournament out in Pelham. And now these two teams have a chance to break the tie tonight in what is at least supposed to be the last matchup between these two of the season. But I guess who knows? Maybe something else will come up. Our focus remains on the girls for the moment, though, as Prattville will have possession to start this third quarter. Quickly, the Lions trying to go in for something as Mullins was able to easily find a nice pass to Jada Lewis inside, who gets it to go. Now a steal from Keely Mullins. She will go back inside, going up against the paint, or the glass, that is. She will miss, and it's still 41-33 after the first 30 seconds of the fourth. Now Humphrey had it. She tried to drive inside and had it ripped away for a moment from Diana Lewis. A jump ball is called, which should give it to the Indians, and it will. Avoids a turnover there because it was called the jump ball on what, if they had let it play for just a little bit longer, Prattville may have been able to steal that one. Humphrey from the baseline, got to get it in, running out of time. Has a contested pass there. It is a scramble for the ball, diving on it here, and a timeout called. Jada Lewis picked it up off the ground, and a good decision to call the timeout there for Prattville. 7:25 left in the fourth quarter. It's 41-33 right now as the Lions hold the advantage. At First Community Bank, it's more than banking. It's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. Coming down to the final moments here in this fourth quarter, we still have 7:25 left to play, but every possession starting to matter more and more as Wetumpka has been within as close as 1 point here since trailing 16-2 at one point, but they just have not been able to get over the hump and take that lead. They currently trail by 8. Keely Mullins will have it for Prattville. After the inbound, she'll drive inside and do it all by herself. She gets the bucket to go. And again, a 10-point advantage now for Prattville. Wetumpka with Maya Richardson. They need a bucket here soon. Richardson will spin around, pull a two that won't connect. And Rappel gets the rebound. Deborah Lewis was there for it. Lions quickly bringing it up with, or slowly bringing it up, that is. Keely Mullins trying to slow down the pace. She looks to the near corner with Diana Lewis, who almost had it poked away by Aaliyah Humphrey. Back up top to Mullins. 6:40 left. She's got a dribble here. Finally passes away to Jada Lewis, who has a pass that goes awry and will go into the backcourt, and they'll call him for the backcourt violation. 6:30 left to play. Indians take possession again. Humphrey will inbound. Tamaya Richardson in the backcourt. They'll bring it up. Richardson in the pass to Culpepper. Culpepper at the near wing right now, looking for somewhere to go with it, picking up the dribble, bounce pass to Richardson. She tries to finesse her way around, a jumping pass to Ballard that somehow gets into her hands there. She's under the basket, couldn't make the first effort. Banks is there to pick it up, though, and she gets the put back. Logan Banks now with 8 points in this second half. Indians starting to apply a little bit more pressure here. Keely Mullins still trying to find something. Looks for Tatum on the inside. She goes up from under the basket. Won't make it, but she does draw a foul called against Queen Ballard.
A very questionable call there with Queen Ballard holding her hand straight up in the air, and they'll still call her for a foul there. Coach Wynn and Ballard don't seem too happy about that call, but hey, not much you can do.
It is her third foul. 43-35 is the score as Tatum will miss the first free throw. This is her first trip to the line. She has yet to score at all tonight. 5:47 left. Tatum manages to get the second one to go and scores her first point tonight. Down by nine are the Indians. Humphrey will have it. She'll try and drive in from the left side and tries to spin around. Called there for a double dribble. Another turnover from this Indians team, continuing to kind of shoot themselves in the foot here late. Mullins standing at the logo here. Just trying to dribble for a while, knock off as many seconds as she can in this possession.
Indians don't seem too concerned about it either.
Well, and there is no actual shot clock here tonight. You can hold on to possession as long as you want. They'll finally look inside to Tatum, who misses a shot from under the basket. And with 5 minutes to go, Indians have it, trailing by nine. Here comes Aaliyah Humphrey driving into the paint, and she will lay it in. Cuts it back to seven now, 4:50 to play. Wetumpka needs a few stops here in these last few minutes. Mullins had it. Timeout is going to be called here by Prattville with 4:45 left to go. And now you have to wonder if maybe Wetumpka starts to finally go back to that press that you talked about to try and force some errors from this Prattville team, who's been pretty relaxed coming up the court recently.
Yeah, the Lions haven't really had much to deal with coming up to half court. They've really just been taking their time, using almost all 8 seconds, making their way up, not worrying about much. And with not even playing a full court press and just playing a zone, there's not much that the Indians are doing to try and stop the Lions here tonight. It may be 7 points, but if you're not going to press up and play some aggressive defense, those 7 points are going to hurt you.
Yeah, they've been able to close it multiple times. They just need to find something, and they've got to find a way to limit Keely Mullins. She has been really efficient from pretty much all aspects here, but her being able to get inside the paint with a lot of speed has been something Wetumpka has really struggled against.
Absolutely. Mullins has 13 points this half and four last half, which is going to be a total of 17. So Mullins is definitely the MVP for the Lions tonight.
She's been strong so far. Can she finish it off here with 4:40 left? She has it right now, passing to Danica Lewis now. Lewis will try and drive inside. She'll do it herself with the left hand. Can't make anything, and a Whistle is blown. Foul is called. This one goes against Keely Mullins. On that rebound effort, that is her fourth foul. And this would be pretty crucial if she can pick up one more. It would certainly help the Indians' odds here in the last 4:30. Richardson has it for the Indians. She'll pull a three from up top. It won't go, though. And a rebound from Diana Lewis. Mullins slowing things down here as they tell Layla Culpepper to get on her. Mullins facing a little bit of pressure. She'll try and drive inside, but first a whistle is blown. It goes against Layla Culpepper, and they'll give her the foul. It's her first. It's called on the floor. Not the biggest fan there, but nonetheless, Culpepper tries to steal it away on the inbound and got a finger on it, but still Mullins will come away with it. She'll try and pull one now from the free throw line that misses well off the mark, off the air ball. And Maya Richardson let it go out of bounds. Indians have possession, 3:59 left to go. Culpepper inbounding, looking for someone as Bravel shows some full court pressure here. They do find Richardson, back to Culpepper again as they race up the court. Culpepper giving to Humphrey. She'll now direct some traffic. Humphrey driving in, step back, pulls the two. That is money. Great shot from Humphrey, and it's a five-point game again.
Great look there from Aaliyah. Just stepping up for the team here in this last quarter may just make the difference there.
Mullins will pass to the near corner. That's Deborah Lewis who's got it. She's in trouble, and it's stolen away. Here comes Maya Richardson now with a chance to cut it to one score. Pulls a jump shot off the back iron. Rebound, Humphrey, who's able to get it to go. 44-41 now with just over 3 minutes left. And Wetumpka has a heartbeat once again. Got to try and slow him down here. Force another stop. Mullins trying to drive inside from that left side of the paint. Can't cash it in, but Prattville comes away with the board. Jada Lewis has it and is called for a double dribble. Picked it up, dribbled again, and a turnover here. Wetumpka has a shot down by three with 2:53 left.
And we said it before, and I will say it again for us. The Indians, especially the Lady Indians, are not one to give up. They are back at the door knocking harder and harder.
Culpepper got the inbound to Banks. They find Humphrey. She'll pull a three to try and tie it in and out. Boy, that one would have been huge. Less than 2:45 to play now. Bratwell bringing it back up with Mullins. Again, Mullins with four fouls. Got to keep an eye on that here. She still has it. 2:30 left now. Facing some pressure from Richardson. He's trying to find a way to penetrate inside here with 2:20 to play. Mullins just looping around here, taking off precious seconds. She'll finally pass to the near corner. Three-pointer from Deborah Lewis is overshot, well off the mark, out of bounds, last touch by Prattville. 2:09 left. Timeout called by Coach Winchester in a huge moment coming up here as the Indians trail by just one score with 2:09 left.
Indians definitely do have something here to prove with losing to Prattville last time they played them, but tonight they have come back with a different mindset. They may have been down all tonight, not taking the lead, not once, but they definitely are showing that they want it badly, and they aren't going to give up anytime soon, even if it comes down to the wire.
Prattville got the early bucket to start the game just 5 seconds in, and since then, it has been all Lions the entire way. They led by as much as 14 in that first quarter. Wetumpka cut it all the way back to a one-point game, went to halftime down by three, trailed by as much as 10 here in this second half, and again has fought back in the fourth to cut it to just a three-point game. Indians with possession out of the timeout here. Culpepper will inbound. Still a little bit of pressure from Prattville in the backcourt. It's Humphrey who's going to get it across the midcourt line. She'll try and drive down the baseline. Misses a shot, and Jada Lewis gets the rebound for Prattville. Less than 2 minutes to play now. Mullins with it for the Lions. She's been really good at running some clock off here. Gives it to Lewis, who gives it right back to Mullins. Indians have got to pressure her a little bit more. Now it'll be Jada Lewis who has it. She'll try and go up with a shot in the paint. It won't go. A lot of contact there, and a foul is called against Danica Lewis. Reached in against Logan Banks. Danica Lewis with her fourth now as well. Two Lions, both with four fouls. Called on the floor, both teams with two fouls this quarter. 1:36 to play as Culpepper will get an inbound there to Logan Banks. Banks now trying to race up court. She'll try and pass to Ballard, who lost it, goes out of bounds. And with 1:30 left, Pratt will again forcing a stop.
And, you know, you got to just think that the Lady Indians got to be anxious here tonight. And I'll admit I am a little bit, too, with a 44-41-point game here. We've got a game on our hands tonight, Gavin.
Down to the last 90 seconds. Lewis giving over to Mullins up top, standing at the logo. 1:15 left. She'll drive in, kick back out now. As it's Deborah Lewis who gives it right back to Mullins. Wetumpka has got to put pressure on her. She can chew off as much of this clock as she wants. Again, no shot clock here tonight. Danica Lewis has it. 1 minute left to play for Prattville as they still hold on to possession. Mullins will drive inside. She'll pull a shot that is off the mark, but whistle is blown and a foul is called. It goes against Aaliyah Humphrey. There's 52.8 on the clock now. It'll be Keely Mullins who will shoot two free throws with a three-point advantage. Crucial free throws here to try and ice away this game potentially. Mullins' first free throw. Boy, it took a dramatic roll, but it finally went in for Prattville. Smith will come back in for the Indians as Layla Culpepper will come off. Second free throw good as well. It's 46-41. Aaliyah Humphrey on the floor along with Maya Richardson. It'll be Queen Ballard and Logan Banks. Smith has it, who gives it to Richardson. Richardson gets back up court, passes to Humphrey. Humphrey still keeping the stride going, goes in, can't make the lay. Ballard with a rebound, couldn't make it, got the rebound again, got the bucket. I think it's a shooting foul as well. It is. How about that? Shot is made by Ballard, 46-43. She's got a free throw coming here to try and cut it back to two.
Like I said, Gavin, this is a very stressful game for the Indians here. They just won't give up, and props to them for that.
Well, that is exactly what Ballard has been good at all season. Finally, she gets it going here with that bucket. She's got 8 points tonight. It's all come, yes, 8 points. Six of those have come here in this second half. The and one free throw from Ballard off the back iron. Rebound by Humphrey. She picks it up. Wetumpka with possession, getting tossed out of bounds, I believe. No foul is called here. Timeout called by Wetumpka. Check that. Wetumpka has possession here. That was a clutch timeout called by Coach Winchester. Humphrey picked it up. She was trailing out of bounds. Almost went out, but just in the nick of time, Coach Winchester with a timeout to save her and give Wetumpka possession with 35 seconds left.
And you know, Gavin, that timeout may have been smart, but one thing I do want to point out is how hard Aaliyah Humphrey hustled there. She may not be the tallest player out there on the court, but she got that rebound and practically towered over her defender, helping the Indians get the ball with only 35 seconds left. And that is something that you've got to recognize, is how hard that Aaliyah Humphrey plays to keep the Indians in the game here.
12 points for Aaliyah Humphrey so far, and you're right, it goes beyond just the points though. It's been the hustle points for her so far tonight. She has been flying all over the court. Her and Maya Richardson both have really been crucial on the defense and just the speed aspect of this team. Despite Richardson only having 2 points so far tonight. Indians will have possession here after that timeout. 35.6 seconds left on the clock. Layla Culpepper back on the floor. She will inbound here. Banks, Ballard, Richardson, and Humphrey out there as well. Her inbound stolen away. Keely Mullins takes it. She'll try and go coast to coast. She's fouled instead with 30 seconds on the clock. Trying to see who this went against. I sure hope it wasn't against Ballard. It was not. Foul goes against Layla Culpepper. It's her second. I think they called this on the floor, and they say yes. Wetumpka will make a substitution. Maya Richardson will come out. Lexi Smith will go in. 30 seconds left as Keely Mullins inbounds from the baseline here, looking for somewhere to go with it. And timeout is called by Prattville. Almost ran out of time there, did Mullins. They did run about 7/10 of a second there, despite no play actually occurring. And I guess we're not going to get those 0.7 back. It's 46-43 now. We'll see if they change that back or not. The timeout called by the Lions. Again, right now, Prattville sitting at 9-3 on the season. They've been mighty impressive throughout so far, and they're coming off of a win against Percy Julian, a team that is in Wetumpka's area, 61-29. They've played, this is their third straight game against area teams for Wetumpka, who is in 6A Area 4. They were able to take down Percy Julian, but they lost to Stanhope Elmore 45-43 at the beginning of this month, about a week ago. Prattville will have another chance to inbound here. This time stolen away. Aaliyah Humphrey takes it. Still trailing by three with 25 seconds left. Humphrey tried to kick back out, was fouled in the process. That's going to be called on the floor here. It's 46-43. They were looking for a wide open Lexi Smith on the near wing. Foul goes against Danica Lewis. That is her fifth, and she is done for the night. You take out one of the contributors of this Prattville team on a team that already lacks a little bit of depth.
And that's going to be Cyan Tatum taking her spot there. And I can tell you one thing, Danica Lewis did not seem too happy about that fifth foul there. But, hey, when you play too aggressive, you take the penalty.
Culpepper will inbound from the baseline. 24 seconds left. Humphrey pulls the three. Cannot connect. Prattville comes away with the board here. They can try and run the clock out. Wetumpka will foul with 16.7 left on the clock. It goes against Layla Culpepper there. That does put Prattville in the bonus. It'll put Keely Mullins up to the free throw line. She was the one that was fouled. Her first free throw is flawless. It goes. Makes it a four-point game again. Wetumpka's going to have to get a quick bucket here. This next free throw, not quite as crucial. Substitution for Prattville. Destiny Carroll comes in, and Cyan Tatum will exit.
And I got to say, Mullins is the last person that the Lady Indians are going to want to see at the charity stripe.
Mullins misses the second. It's a four-point game. They need a quick bucket. Humphrey driving down. She'll pull a three. That one does not go. Fighting for a rebound. Goes out of bounds. Possession goes to Wetumpka. 8.5 seconds left. Not sure you need a three there, though. You had an open look in the paint with Layla Culpepper. She pulls the three. Indians still with possession, though. Culpepper looking for somebody. Finds Ballard. She is stuck. There's only 6 seconds left. Stolen away here by Keely Mullins. And a foul is called, but that will likely do it. Mullins will go up to the free throw line with a four-point advantage now with 4.5 seconds left. Two shots. First free throw good from Mullins, 48-43, as they try and ice this game away, and likely will as well. Second free throw good as well. What a night from Keely Mullins. Richardson will have it with one last opportunity to try and get some points. They don't even get the shot off. That will end it. Wetumpka falls short, 49-43 to the Lions. A tough loss for this Indians team who battled throughout. That just came up short there at the end. We'll take a break, and then we'll have a talk with head coach Harriet Winchester after this one, and then get ready for the boys' matchup between Wetumpka and Prattville. Girls' matchup comes to a final score of 49-43 in favor of the Lions on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Back now after the conclusion of the girls' matchup, a 49-43 final score, Prattville getting the win. I'm now joined by head coach Harriet Winchester. Obviously a tough loss here. What are your first thoughts after that one?
Yes, it was a tough loss, but it was an amazing game. The girls, after the first quarter, the girls really stepped up their game in every aspect that we asked them, and they played ball. So I'm not upset at all. This was a good game.
And I wanted to get into that as well. You trailed by double digits there in the first quarter, closed back into it, was down by one at one point. What does that show about the drive of this team as you look towards the rest of this season?
That we're true competitors. Being down early, we could have just simply given up, but they continue to fight, and that right there means that they want to win regardless of the situation that we're in, regardless of the adversity that we're facing. They want to win, and you know, that was really good.
Any lessons that you take away from this one as you go into the next matchup?
Just to make the first punch. You know, when you're down early, it's a lot harder to fight to come back. And if we make that adjustment for the next game, for whatever game, then we'll be okay.
No doubt about that. Well, Coach, proud of this team. Excited to see what comes here tomorrow night against Tallahassee. Appreciate you taking the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.